Well, I want to like to thank Tyrone for the time he spent with me yesterday sharing a story. The story of his life. And first thing he said when we sat down was he said, I'm just gonna talk about the good parts. And so I let him talk about 45 minutes before I asked any questions about anything that wasn't a good part. But this song is called Quiet Storm. Although I couldn't fit it into the song, it was amazing. When he talked about the music that he loved, as I was driving home, I kept thinking, when he talks about the music he loves, he lights up like a radio. Like he just, it's all of a sudden, it was this life inside of him. I could tell that that's something that's really important to him. He's a DJ, and he has been periodically throughout his life. He was a leader from the first day that he was in the military, and which was kind of hard to understand. First day, they gave him a leadership position. But he was first put in a room with a bunch of other guys, and he joined the Navy, and he's in this room with a bunch of other guys. And the sergeant or whoever's in charge says, raise your hand if you'd like to be a Marine, because we're going to send some of you over to be Marines instead of in the Navy. So a bunch of people raised their hand, and they took them out of the room, and then they announced that the guys still in the room were the ones that were going to be put in the Marines. So Tyrone was one of the guys still in the room. He was in Okinawa for 2 years, and they call the Rock, you know. And I asked about that, and he said it's really an island. It's not really a rock. And I thought I put that in the song because I think sometimes to be a rock, sometimes you almost have to be a bit of an island. You kind of really have to be grounded and know yourself and know how to stand your ground. So after about 45 minutes, you know, I said, are there any of the bad parts that you feel okay to share? And the first one, he talked about the first time he ever saw someone die, and how the person looked right into his eyes. And Tyrone was a medic, and person looked right in his eyes, and he said, am I going to die? And there was absolutely nothing that could be done. And he said, yes, you are, but you're not going to die alone. And he also talked about, as a sheriff deputy, having to see a close friend die. And a really close friend, and you know how hard that was and still is. As a sheriff's deputy, he was once called, apparently somewhere was a drunk Marine, I don't know. And he was called to that, and he was thrown off of a balcony. And he said that if he did not have his vest on, he feels that his back would have been destroyed. So it was off of a second floor balcony. And he heard his bones break. He's heard many of his bones break as he hit the ground, and he was sent to physical therapy. And but he arrived to physical therapy before his records came. And he was missing part of a bone in his leg, so I don't understand where it was, but I know that with the break, part of his leg bone was missing. And so he's at physical therapy before the records come. The records, when they arrive, they're going to announce that he needs to get used to being in a wheelchair the rest of his life. He's never going to walk again. He doesn't share this information with the physical therapist. And before the records arrive, he actually is able, and he has some kind of experimental device that they put on him that helps to grow the bone. He's actually able to stand up before the records arrive, and at which point I guess the doctor was pretty upset, you know, that, you know, and some of the nurses and they said, or the physical therapists, and they said, you've lied to us. And he said, I didn't lie, I just omitted some of the truth. And because of that, he walks now, and he walks fine, and I'll get on with the story, but I just want to thank you again, Tyrone, for sharing it with me and trusting me.